My name is Carly Beyer, and I have a commentary to read to you today. While listening to the minutes of the most recent Borough Assembly meeting, I appreciated the discussion our councillors had regarding the timber sale contracts. There were pros and cons, requests for more information and alternate options, but most importantly, the discussion was open-minded. I did take offense at the statement by a councilman who said that the only ones to make a buck on the loggers are the bars. We'll come back to that. I'd like to point out that because of loggers working these small timber sales, there are houses rented, lot spaces paid for, and mortgages covered by timber dollars. Don't forget the utilities, cable, heating oil, gas, and maintenance for crummies, boats, and chainsaws, rigging clothes, and other local businesses like welders, air taxis, insurance, and groceries are paid for with timber dollars. These are things that are bought locally at 6% sales tax. On top of that, there are loggers who are local hires, who live here all year round, and some who have moved here with their families to work. Families mean spending more local dollars, and ideally, an increased number of kids in our school system. Even the remote timber operations have expenses that they filter through Petersburg at 6% sales tax. When the loggers come to town, sure, they may go to the bar, and when they're there, they're charged 6% sales tax, paid for by timber dollars. I was saddened to hear such a derogatory comment, especially from an assembly member in a public meeting. I would hope that this isn't the general perception of loggers, who are hardworking, salt-of-the-earth people. There are good and bad in all walks of life, and such a negative blanket statement of any group leaves a stain on the image of Petersburg. When I moved here 25 years ago, logging was still a vital part of our community. It saddens me that to many, it's become the ugly stepsister to our fishing fleet. Logging is no less respectable or honorable. There is skill, hard work, and dedication in both. In my opinion, as a logger's daughter and a fisherman's wife, they are both equally valued. I realize the amount of revenue generated from the local logging industry isn't comparable to the fishing fleet, but I would hope that in the eyes of the borough, the dollars are no less valuable. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are put into the Petersburg economy in any number of ways by the logging crews working these timber sales. No, it's not crisp, clean tourist money. It's not money smelling of bait and thick as mud coffee. It's crumpled up, sawdusty money, pulled out of a pocket along with bug dope and earplugs. One isn't better than another. It's all the same. It all goes back into the town, supporting infrastructure and the services provided. I'm not doing this commentary to change anyone's mind on timber harvesting. We're all entitled to our own opinions, but the timber industry deserves the same respect that is given to any other business that supports our economy. I'm hopeful that we will continue to see timber sales in Southeast Alaska, carefully managed and skillfully executed, thanks to the U.S. Forest Service and professional cutting crews and loggers.